أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قد نعلم إنه لا يحزنك الذي يقولون فإنهم لا يكذبونك ولكن الظالمين بآيات الله يجحدون. ولقد كذبت رسل من قبلك فصبروا على ما كذبوا وأوذوا حتى أتاهم نصرنا ولا مبدل لكلمات الله ولقد جاءك من نبأ المرسلين. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss verse number 33 and 34 of Surah Al-An'am. Some few days earlier we discussed the three very fundamental discussions of the Quran: the Tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Nubuwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the matters of Akhirat. The last few verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reinforced in our hearts the different aspects with regards to Akhirat, the truth and the reality of Akhirat. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses our Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about some of the aspects of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in so far as the difficulty that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to undergo with regards to the Quraysh, with regards to the Kuffar of Makkah. With regards to this verse, one narration comes that Akhnas bin Shariq, he once addressed Abu Jahl in a very private meeting, and he said to him that there is nobody around us, it is just you and I. Tell me the truth. What are your thoughts? What is your knowledge with regards to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Is he true in his claim or not? Abu Jahl responded to him and he said that he is a true in whatever he has said, in whatever his claims, there is no doubt in that fact. So Akhnas asked him, then why don't you accept him as what he claims to be? So Abu Jahl replied, if you look at the facts, the Banu Qusay faction, part of the Quraysh, they have in their hands, if you look at the reality of it, the flag of the Quraysh is in their hands. Number two, they also have the privilege of Siqayat al-Hajj, that they give the Hujjaj water to drink. And then in the Bani Qusay, the broader part of it, they also are the custodians of the Baytullah, and they also have the key of the Baytullah. So now if we accept that they have the Prophet also of Allah, then where are we going to fare in so far as privileges are concerned and superiority? In other words, they have taken everything, and it is taken for granted then that this was one of the reasons why Abu Jahl did not accept Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On one occasion, Abu Jahl after this came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we don't have any issue with regards to your truth or your falsehood. We believe what you say. Our problem is with Allah Ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this verse, قَدْ نَعْلَمُ إِنَّهُ لَيَحْزُنُكَ الَّذِي يَقُولُونَ فَإِنَّهُمْ لَا يُكَذِّبُونَكَ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that certainly that person or those people who said, فَإِنَّهُمْ لَا يُكَذِّبُونَكَ, that certainly they do not deny you, they have offended you, they have grieved you. وَلَكِنَّ الظَّالِمِينَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ يَجْحَدُونَ. But the ظالمين, the wrongdoers, the oppressors, they deny the verses of Allah Ta'ala or the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So hence, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives tasalli, Allah consoles Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, brings solace to his heart. This obviously grieved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that my Allah, and you're not accepting the verses of my Allah, yet you're saying I am true. If I am true, then
I'm true in what I am saying, that these are the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah ta'ala said, وَلَقَدْ كُذِّبَتْ رُسُلٌ مِّن قَبْلِكَ فَصَبَرُوا عَلَى مَا كُذِّبُوا. That certainly many of the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam were denied, they were refuted, people disbelieved in them before you. But what they did, فَصَبَرُوا عَلَى مَا كُذِّبُوا, they made sabr in whatever denial came their way. Although the people denied them, they continued to remain steadfast, they persevered in inviting towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in guiding those that had accepted, and of course they themselves remained steadfast in their dealings and the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأُوذُوا حَتَّى أَتَاهُمْ نَصْرُنَا. And they were hurt, they were given taklif, they were given trouble, and they were troubled, hatta atahum nasruna, until our nusrat, until our help had come upon them. Till that point in time, they continued with steadfastness, with perseverance, in whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had commanded them to do, whether it was tabligh, whether it was ta'lim, whether it was ibadat. وَلَا مُبَدِّلَ لِكَلِمَاتِ اللَّهِ. And none can change the word of Allah Ta'ala. Some have said here, the word of Allah Ta'ala is the decree of Allah Rabbul Izzat, that this is the system of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, that Allah sent down Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam. These Nabis went through all the sufferings that they had gone through, then the Nusrat of Allah Ta'ala did come. This is that process, this is the process of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and no one can change this decree and process of Allah Rabbul Izzat. وَلَقَدْ جَاءَكَ مِن نَبَئِ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. And certainly the information of the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had come to you. You know the incidents of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam, for example, Sayyidina Lut alayhi salatu wa salam, for example, and all the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam. You know that they had come, they had invited towards Allah, they were put through difficulties of their people, but yet Allah Ta'ala's nusrat had come, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's help had come, and hence Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will certainly help you. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.